As far as epidemiology of PH is concerned, in the U.S., our estimates are unclear, but in Canada, it's estimated that the incidence is somewhere in the range of 2 to 3 cases per million. In the European Union, there's historical estimated incidence of 2.5 to 7 cases per million, giving rise to a prevalence of 5 to 52 million. So if that's the prevalence rate in the U.S., it means there are anywhere from a few thousand to up to 20,000 patients with PH in the U.S. The subtypes of PH, this would be group 1 PH, idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension or hereditary pulmonary arterial hypertension constitute about 50% of these patients. The other 50% are constituted by a number of associated conditions, most commonly connective tissue disease, PH, the subject of today's discussion, constituting about a half of the 50% of patients with associated conditions. And the most common in the CTD group is systemic sclerosis, constituting the majority of those with some of the other connective tissue diseases, including lupus and mixed connective tissue disease and so forth, also not uncommonly being associated with PH. There's a well-known female predominance. And as far as racial distribution is concerned, all of the minorities are represented. Whether it is more common in one or another isn't really clear.